Hi, my name is Zakaria, and welcome to my vodcast. Dreams never end. No one came to this earth, into these bodies, to just accomplish one or two things, and then they're all done. They've accomplished everything. No one came here to prove anything, or to learn lessons, or accomplish assignments, or achieve fame, or achieve success, especially to prove their worth. Everyone is here for the sheer, utter, exciting adventure of creation. Not for the adventure of creations, but for the adventure of creating. So, when you have a dream, but you may struggle to fulfill it, or completely, quote-unquote, fail to fulfill it, it does not matter in the scheme of things, because everyone has 100,000 more dreams. The problem is, and the trap that a lot of people or most people fall into, is focusing on their regret and their quote-unquote failure to achieve that one big audacious dream instead of just focusing on the next dream. Because temporary failure to achieve one dream teaches you how to achieve the next one. And no one came here to just fulfill one dream, as if that one dream was their only shot at success and happiness. That is a completely lack-oriented premise based on a belief in a lack of time, lack of talent, lack of resources, lack of abundance, and a limitation of all those things. And every one of them is completely bogus, and none of them are true. There is no such thing as a lack of anything. There's only an abundance of everything, because this is a planet and a universe and a creation of abundance. And the entire universe is designed to expand according to your ability to allow and be open to unlimited abundance. But if you are a firm believer in lack and poverty and scarcity, well, the universe will, at least in your reality, shrink to accommodate your belief in the illusion of lack and limitation. That's how the law of attraction works. It is unconditional in nature and will expand or contract according to your beliefs and perceptions. Well, the truth of the matter really is the universe never, ever contracts, but in your little reality, it appears that it can. So, if you believe that your ability to manifest and realize your dreams is limited, well, then the universe says, your wish is your command. Or if you believe that you have an unlimited, all-powerful ability to create and attract anything that you dream and desire, well, then the universe says, your wish is your command. And even when you achieve your dream or dreams, no matter how amazing or mediocre that dream of dreams may be, if you are open and allowing and you don't fall into the trap of thinking you have reached the pinnacle and there's nowhere else to go, there will be another inspired desire to create something else. In fact, that's what contrast is about. It's to inspire you to create more and expand more and grow more. So, if you get to the quote-unquote proverbial top, and you're inspired to create something else, well, that's great, because there is no top. There is no end. There is no final destination. There's no final awesome, amazing thing that you've set out in this life to do that especially finally proves your worthiness. Heaven is not the end either. It's just a new beginning. And then you go on another adventure of creation, and then another, and then another, and then another, forever and ever and ever and ever, because you are an eternal creator. And so when you achieve one dream, no matter how amazing it might be, well, that desire has now manifested, so essentially it's done. And so now you will be naturally inspired to go on another amazing adventure of creation. You'll just say, what's next? What other fun things can I do? The contrast of life will naturally inspire those new desires and more desires. Even if the contrast is just little, like for instance, when you get to the top of the mountain and then you see, oh, there's another mountain to climb. Well, that's not huge contrast. It's a little bit of a contrast, but it shows you, it gives you inspired a new desire. So, you know, the contrast of life naturally inspires new desires. And then, of course, you will go on those adventures to manifest those desires into your physical reality. You are an immortal creator, and your natural way of being is to continually, or even more directly, continuously create new things all the time, over and over again, forever and ever. And so the same goes for you as a human, because you are an immortal, all-powerful, infinite creator that just happens to be in a human body. And so you will always desire more and more and more and more, and you will always want more and bigger and greater and expanded and want to manifest all of those desires into physical reality. Because you are a creator by nature, and so by nature you will always want to create new things. The nature of the universe is more and better and bigger and grander, etc. The nature of the universe is never-ending expansion and growth. Never-ending expansion and growth. The nature of the universe is never-ending adventure of creation. Creation of new things, expanded things, not transforming the old or trying to change the old or fix the old. The universe never ever looks back at the old stuff, never looks back at history. Source never ever looks back, only forward. And that's the trap that people fall into. They look back instead of forward. The trap people fall into is when they finally fulfill a dream, especially if they struggled a lot to get there, well, then they hang on to that accomplishment of success, that, you know, manifestation of the dream for dear life, fearing that they will never, ever top that. And then they become afraid of losing what they've got from the accomplishment of that dream, and losing their credibility and losing their fame and losing their admiration from others that they gained from that accomplishment. And they believe that the fulfillment of that one dream is what determined their worth. And so people often rest on their laurels and then become stagnant because there are a thousand other dreams calling them. But their focus on not losing their fame and success and credibility from their last dream. And they look to other people's admiration to determine their self-worth. But soon the fans' attention goes to the new star on the block. And you're left in that new star's dust. We see this pattern often with superstar actors who age and lose their fame and then struggle to be happy because they're relying upon public opinion for their happiness. Or the athlete who peaked in high school but couldn't get past his or her, you know, later lack of fame and success. I mean, what laurels are you resting on is the question you want to ask yourself. Or what old, quote, failures, unquote, are you stuck in and afraid to dream again or afraid to risk for fear that those dreams will be shattered too, or that you'll fail at those dreams? And this is an obvious path of depression and lack of personal fulfillment and lack of happiness in life, because you're focused on the past, not on what you can create in the future. I mean, here's an example. Many of the astronauts have experienced similar issues, because once you've gone to the moon, I mean, how can you top that? You got to go to Mars, do you? But regardless of how high you get, there are always new dreams to dream and new dreams to fulfill that can even surpass going to the moon. Now it's kind of almost no big deal to go to the moon. There's no dream or desire too high to dream. There are no limitations of what you can dream and therefore create. The only limitation is how much you resist your own dreams and block the manifestation of your own desires with your doubts and your lack of beliefs and your desire to prove your worth because you achieved it. There are no limitations to what you can create. The only limitation is how much you can allow your dreams and desires to come to you, or how much you resist them with your doubts. In other words, how much you can allow the universe to give you what you want rather than you blocking and hindering them with doubts and fears, etc. And the absolute master key to your happiness, fulfillment, and prosperity is to not look at your accomplishments and other people's admiration of you to determine your happiness and your self-worth and your abundance, and absolutely don't compare your accomplishments to other people, because you did not come to Earth for the creations. You came here for the adventure and joy of creating those creations, because creations are temporary and fade away and are ultimately meaningless except based on the worth that we give them. And they have no worth unless we basically, give it value. For instance, money means nothing except how we value it and what we can do with it and buy with it, etc. And once you've created a dream or desire into physical reality, well, that single adventure of creation is now done. There's nothing more to do with that desire unless that desire is still expanding and growing and improving. Otherwise, your joy as an unlimited immortal creator lies in moving on to the next desire and the next dream and the next adventure of creating your desires into your physical reality, not banging the drum of old realities and how amazing you were way back in the good old days. Your joy and fulfillment and your excitement and your happiness and your inspiration lies in the new desires and the new creations, not the old dreams and desires or the old accomplishments. And your joy and fulfillment is certainly not in your regret of your unfulfilled dreams and desires. Thinking about those just buries you in a tar pit of regret, which blocks the inspiration and drive and passion and excitement of your new dreams and desires. And there is nothing more of a life killer than regret, shame, and guilt. So don't go there, girlfriends. Don't go there, boyfriends. That's the path of despair, not joy. That's the pathway that literally leads to the proverbial dark side, Luke. So just say no to regret. Just say no to shame. Just say no to guilt. If you want to experience ecstatic freedom, then say no to shame. And here's a great story as a prime example. One very hot summer day, my girlfriend and myself and her three kids were hiking up to a waterfall. There were no other people around, and so my girlfriend and myself decided to just take our clothes off and hike naked. When we got to the top of the waterfall, there was a Bible thumper man sitting next to the creek, surrounded by beautiful nature, but he wasn't looking at nature. He was just had his head buried in one of those big, massive, giant Bibles that your mother had that weighs about 50 kilos or about 100 pounds. And he looks up at us in shock and utter, disdain and amazement and judgment, and says, "Have you no shame?" And I promptly responded, "No." And so us naked hikers unashamedly toddled onwards past him on our complete, fabulous, exciting, and fun naked journey of lack of shame of our beautiful, sexy bodies and toddled off into nature. Because what is nature? Nature is naked, isn't it? Now that is freedom, my friends. No shame, no guilt. Fuck that bullshit. So don't play the shame game and the regret game and the guilt game. There is nothing to regret because there are no limitations of anything, and you have the complete power to create anything you desire. And there's nothing to be ashamed of because there is nothing wrong with you or sinful about you, and there is no divine force judging your behavior as being shameful or sinful or wrong or bad, and there is no reason to ever feel guilty about anything because there are no victims anywhere on Earth or in any universe, because every single experience everyone has ever had was created and attracted, because this is a universe of attraction, not assertion, and nothing and no one can assert their evil will upon you or anyone against your will or theirs. So give yourself a royal pardon and give yourself a big giant ass break and release yourself from the prison of obligation and start dreaming again. And then allowing yourself to dream will be ecstatically joyful. If you just focus on the joy of being, doing, and having what you want without thinking about the lack of what you want and thinking about what you don't want. That's why people stop dreaming and stop allowing themselves to be inspired to desire new things, and they become sad sacks and boring and even depressed. It's because instead of delighting in the feelings of having what they want, even though what they have isn't here yet, they think about the lack of what they want. They focus on what the lack of what they want. And they pay attention to physical, quote-unquote, physical reality rather than feeling reality, the feeling reality, the excitement reality. And they compare their apparent lack to others who already have what they want. And then, of course, they feel bad because they're quote-unquote, failing. And this train of thought is the train to nowhere and is no fun at all. And it feels like feels terrible. To get what you want, first off, you've got to realize that the only reason you want anything is to be happy. So the master key of success and well-being and prosperity is to get happy now, regardless of your dreams and desires, whether or not your dreams and desires have physically arrived here or not. The master key of fulfillment is to enjoy the adventure of creating, rather than being addicted to creations like a drug addict who always needs another creation fix. The master key of creation is to focus more on vibrational reality and upon your feeling and emotional reality, and focus solely upon feeling good, regardless of the physical conditions of your life or anyone else's physical life, and not letting physical conditions determine how you are going to feel. And last but not least, you got to realize that no one outside of you has any control or effect upon your emotional state or upon your well-being or your self-worth, your happiness, your prosperity, etc., unless you allow what other people think, say, and do affect you. You're the one that decides. Nothing that anybody else does can affect you unless you decide that they can. And ultimately, even though this adventure is a co-creation with all of the other humans and souls on Earth, your dreams and desires have absolutely nothing to do with anyone else because you have no control whatsoever over the well-being, joy, and prosperity of anyone else, because everyone creates their own realities and no one can create for you and you can't create for anyone else. So even though your desires will naturally include other people in a general way, you will shoot yourself in your own foot if you get too specific and include specific people as a condition of your happiness. Because, one, you don't want your happiness to be dependent upon what other people do or don't do. And two, you have zero control over the lives of others, and you have no control over their desires to be with you or not, or to like you or love you, etc. So give up that futile waste of your creative power trying to control other people and trying to control physical reality, trying to make other people happy, etc., etc., because it is impossible to control physical reality with actions alone. The only way to transform physical reality to improved conditions is to transform your emotional reality, your inner reality. And you do that by transforming your mental reality, which transforms your vibrational reality. And your emotions and how you feel are the indicators of how you have been thinking and are thinking and how you are now vibrating. If you're happy with and you are vibrating in an aligned state to your desires, and your desires are on their way to you, you're moving forward rather than looking back. But if you're feeling bad, well, that is a clear indication that you are thinking in limited and lack-oriented ways, and you're thinking about the past or trying to futilely change the present, or you're thinking about what you don't like and don't want rather than what you do want. So your dreams never end, and you will never, ever stop dreaming and desiring new and wonderful things. You will always want more and more and better and bigger and stronger and etc. And not because you are a greedy bastard, but because you are a divine creator. And it is your nature as a creator of worlds to always desire more and better, which literally expands the world. You will always desire more expansion, more growth, more expansion, more growth, which is just a given. Being down here on planet Earth on the leading edge of creation, your desires and your adventures to create them into physical reality is literally the force of evolution. In other words, you are the force of evolution. Your desires are the force of evolution. So go now and be that unlimited, all-powerful, infinite, immortal creator of worlds just with your desires and your adventure of creating those desires. Be the awesome master of creation that you truly are. Have fun being that awesome, infinite, immortal master of creation that you truly are. Because that's why you came to planet Earth, to have fun. No other reason. So, I hope you enjoyed this vodcast. If you did, share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel so you can get notification of my last videos. Come visit me at ZakiRon.com for lots of goodies to help you create whatever you want. My name is ZakiRon, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to always make life a holiday. Woohoo!